Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready for a great show?
Hi everyone, my name is Peter, we hope you like music. Today's topic is activities.
And our title is, I like music. I like music. So Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that Rob likes the piano. A piano is a musical instrument you play by pressing the black and white keys.
That's right. The piano makes beautiful music. And today, we will continue to talk about our topic, music. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help us.
Susie is playing her ukulele. Ben plays an instrument too. He plays the guitar and sings. Linda has a song stuck in her head. She's humming it. Sometimes she plays songs by ear on her violin. Ben is listening to a song on One Direction's latest album. He likes the drums in that song.
Our friends can play musical instruments, and they are very good. So, Peter, if you could pick any musical instrument to play, what would it be?
Well, it would have to be an instrument I already play, but I don't play it very well. I would love to know how to play the violin just really, really well.
Yeah, you know what? The violin sounds so beautiful. It looks hard, but I think once you practice, it will get easier and easier.
Yeah, well, friends, we're talking about instruments today. This will be a lot of fun. But first, let's look at our keywords. Here's Jack to help us learn them.
Hi, 我们今天讲的主题是音乐。Susie 会弹 ukulele. 她问 Ben 会不会弹奏乐器。Do you play an instrument? 名词乐器就是 instrument. Ben 会弹吉他 guitar. Ben can play the guitar.Linda 会拉小提琴 violin. Linda can play the violin. Ben 说他正在听男孩团体 One Direction 的最新专辑。音乐专辑可以用名词 album. 很多人不太念这个字，我们来练习一下 album. Album. Ben 说他喜欢这首歌里面的鼓声 I like the drums in this piece.名词鼓就是 drum。
Hi, Susie. Nice ukulele.
Thanks, Ben. I'm teaching myself a new song. Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I play the guitar. I sing and write my own songs, too.
That's great.
I have a lot of fun.
What kind of music do you like?
I like all kinds of music. I listen to all kinds.
So do I.
In conversation A, we meet Ben and Susie. Susie has her ukulele. She is teaching herself a new song.
Susie is very good at playing music.It's great that she can be her own teacher, too.
Yeah, she says, I'm teaching myself a new song. And here's Rebecca to teach us more about this sentence. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you all are so excited. If you want to say that you are doing something for yourself,You can use this grammar point. I'm doing something myself, noun. For example, I'm writing myself a note, or I'm telling myself a story. Great job! Now you're ready to use it!
Thank you, Rebecca. So, Marie, did you know that I'm teaching myself how to draw?
Really? That's great, Peter. The more you practice, the better you will become. Well, we learned that Ben also plays an instrument. He plays the...
Does he play the drums?
No, he plays
He plays the flute, right? The flute is a very nice instrument. It sounds beautiful.
Peter, Ben does play an instrument, but it's not the drums or the flute. He plays the guitar.
Oh, that's right. He plays the guitar. The guitar is a wonderful instrument.
Yes, it is. And we have a picture of one right behind us. Hey, look who it is. It's Ben, and he is playing the guitar.
He looks great. Don't you think so, friends? Well, as we can see, the guitar has 6 strings. You use your fingers to play this instrument. You can also play it with a thing called a pick instead of your fingers.
That's right. Well, I can't play the guitar, but maybe Ben can teach me? Friends, can you play the guitar?
Ben enjoys playing a lot. He can even write songs and sing, too. He loves music. That's why he says, I like all kinds of music.
I like all kinds of music.
I like all kinds of music. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
I like all kinds of music.
I like all kinds of music.
我喜欢各种类型的音乐。
I'm going to play my ukulele.
Oh, okay.
Do you like jazz music?
Yes, I like all kinds of music.
Do you like classical music?
Yes, I like all kinds of music.
Do you like pop music?
Yes, I like all kinds of music.
La, 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 la.
Except your music.
Hey. La, 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 la. I like all kinds of music.
I like all kinds of music.
我喜欢各种类型的音乐。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Well, like Ben, I like all kinds of music too. Music like pop and jazz. They're really fun to listen to.
Yeah, well, jazz uses certain instruments like the saxophone and drums.
That's
friends,
right.
Let's find out who else likes music in Conversation B. Let's watch it together.
What are you humming, Linda?
Oh, just a song. I heard it on the radio. Now it's stuck in my head.
That happens to me, too.
When songs get stuck in my head, I try to play them on my violin.
Is that easy?
Sometimes. I like to play by ear.
So do I, but I'm not very good at it.
In this conversation, we see that Linda is humming.
Hey, I like humming, too.
Oh, I didn't know you liked humming.
Yeah, can you guess what song I'm humming?
Oh, I think I know. Is it, You Are My Sunshine?
No, listen again, Peter, and carefully.
Okay. Oh, I know the wheels on the bus go round and round.
That's right, Peter. Great job. Well, Linda and I both like to hum. Linda is humming because she heard a song on the radio. Now it's stuck in her head. Can you tell us more about this phrase, Peter?
Stuck in your head. Well, that's when you hear a song. And then it keeps playing over and over in your mind. You can't stop thinking about the wheels on the bus go. Oh, no, now I have that stuck in my head.
Yeah, if I heard a song playing, it might get stuck in my head, especially if I heard it more than 3, 4, or 5 times.
Yeah, well, this happens to us all, and it happens to Rob, too. So, we learned that Linda likes to play the violin, and here's a picture of one right here.
Well, the violin is a stringed instrument, like the guitar. So, Peter, how do you hold the violin?
Well, you hold the violin under your chin, and then you use the bow, which is just right here, to play instead of like a guitar where you use your fingers.
That's right, and the sounds are beautiful. So Linda not only plays the violin, but she can play by ear. You know, Jack can do this too. Here he is to tell us more about this.
Linda 说她有一种本事，就是只要听到一首曲子，就可以用小提琴演奏出来。她说 ，I like to play by ear。这个 play by ear 表示用耳朵听，就可以把音乐演奏出来。比如说 ，She can play anything on piano by ear。她听到任何的音乐都可以用钢琴弹出来。这个片语经过延伸之后就是 play something by ear。它可以表示在没有准备的情况下临场即兴的发挥，比如说你们临时接到开会通知，什么都没准备，就可以说 That's okay, let's just play it by ear. 没关系，我们就随机应变，见机行事吧。或者明天周末要跟朋友出去吃午饭，朋友问你吃完饭要做什么呢，你说 I don't know, let's play it by ear.我不知道，我们走着瞧吧。
Thank you, Jack. Well, Linda must be very good at the violin if she can play by ear. That doesn't seem very easy.
Yeah, to me it seems a little hard, but she must be really good. But Rob is not very good at it. Maybe Linda can teach him while we take a break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.Peter, all of our friends can play musical instruments. I want to learn how to play an instrument, too.
Well, Marie, maybe you should try. Just think of an instrument you really like and then start practicing. You can practice just a little bit each day.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but then I would have to learn how to read music first before I can play.
Oh, well, you know, some instruments are easier than others.Well, friends, we have one last conversation. Let's watch it together.
Hi, Ben. Ben.
Hi, Taylor.
What are you listening to?
I'm listening to One Direction's latest album. I like the drums in this song.
One Direction is okay, but I like Adele better.
She's good. I went to one of her concerts last year. I go to concerts as often as I can.
I go to concerts as often as I can.
Ben is listening to the boy band One Direction. Peter, do you like One Direction?
Yeah, they have some pretty good songs. I don't know a lot about them, but I do know that they are very popular, especially with girls.
Oh, yes, they are. So Ben is listening to One Direction's latest album. You know, I think Jack would like to listen to their songs, too. Here he is to tell us more about this.
Ben 说我正在听 One Direction 的最新专辑。I'm listening to One Direction's latest album. 我们来说这个 latest album. 形容词 late 是晚的，最高级 latest 就是最晚的，所以 latest album 指的就是最晚发行的专辑。换句话说，它指的就是我们所说的最新专辑了。所以咯，如果我们要讲最新的数据资料，就说 Can I have the latest data? 快来听最新的消息。Here's the latest news. 最新一集的杂志就是 The Latest Magazines， 所以讲最新的不见得要用到 new 这个单字，这个 latest 也很好用哦。
Thank you very much, Jack. Friends, who is your favorite singer or who is your favorite band? Do you have their latest album?
Well, let's talk about the word album some more. On an album is a set of songs. Now, when I think of the word album, I think of a CD you buy at a store.
Marie, what's your favorite album?
I have so many favorites.But one of my favorite albums is by a group called TLC. The name of the album is called Fan Mail, which came out a long time ago. Oh. All the songs on there are really good.
Well, do you still have this album?
Yes, I do. And I still listen to it sometimes.
Oh, that's great. Well, Ben likes listening to One Direction's latest album. He likes the drums in the song.Marie, do you know how to play the drums?
Well, I don't know how, but I know that you play by hitting it with a stick or with your hands. Drums are round and they come in many different sizes.
Yeah, and usually they make beats for songs. Ben likes the drums in the song so much that he starts drumming on the desk. He's having a lot of fun.
He sure is.Well, Taylor thinks One Direction is okay, but she likes Adele better. So, Peter, who do you like better, Adele or One Direction?
Oh, wow, this is a hard choice. I guess I'd have to go with Adele.
Oh, well, I agree with you. I like Adele better. I think her voice is amazing. And today, you all did an amazing job.
Yeah, you did. And now, friends, it's time for us to review all those things we've been learning today. And here's our key words for today.
Here's our first key word. Instrument. Instrument. I play piano. Do you play an instrument?
Guitar. Guitar.Play that song on your guitar.
Violin. Violin. Tara plays the violin really well.
Album. Album. How many songs are on that album?
Drum. Drum.The band's drums are really loud. Okay, friends, those are our key words. Make sure to keep on practicing. Now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Hi, Susie. Nice ukulele.
Thanks, Ben. I'm teaching myself a new song. Do you play an instrument?
Yes.I play the guitar. I sing and write my own songs, too.
That's great.
I have a lot of fun.
What kind of music do you like?
I like all kinds of music. I listen to all kinds.
So do I.
What are you humming, Linda?
Oh, just a song. I heard it on the radio. Now it's stuck in my head.
That happens to me, too.
When songs get stuck in my head, I try to play them on my violin.
Is that easy?
Sometimes. I like to play by ear.
So do I. But I'm not very good at it.
Hi, Ben! Ben!
Hi, Taylor.
What are you listening to?
I'm listening to One Direction's latest album. I like the drums in this song.
One Direction is okay, but I like Adele better.
She's good. I went to one of her concerts last year. I go to concerts as often as I can.
I go to concerts as often as I can.
Playing that ukulele?
Yeah, the ukulele is a fun instrument. I could play it all day.
I know! You have been playing it all day.
Yeah, I guess I have.
You keep playing the same song over and over.
I know, it's stuck in my head.
Please, Monkey Man, stop playing that same song.
Okay, let's think of something else. Ginger, now you're humming that song.
Oh, no. Now it's stuck in my head.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about music. Please help me welcome Mr. Mozart to our show. Mo!
Good to see you, Ron.
It is good to see you, too. Now, Mo, you're a musician, right?
That's right. I play the piano. Oh, and the guitar. And the flute. And, of course, the drums.
Oh, and the ukulele.
That, too.
Well, that's amazing. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. We have a question today from Matt Francisco of Manila, Philippines. Can you help us answer it?
Of course.
Great. Matt writes, my brother is a musician. He can't read music, but he can listen to a song and then play it. Is there an English term for this?
Oh, yes. There are many musicians who can't read music, but they are still great musicians.
So what do you call it when a person plays music without reading music?
When a person can play music without reading music, that person plays by ear.
Play by ear. That is an idiom, right?
Yes, it is an idiom. Play by ear means they can hear a song, and then they can play based on what they hear.
Wow, that's really interesting.
That's right. Good musicians can read music and also play by ear.
Can you play by ear, Mo?
Of course.
I play some instruments, but I'm not good at playing by ear.
That's okay. You can practice.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you for answering our question, Mo. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
So, friends, maybe you can try learning how to play a new musical instrument if you don't know how to yet.
That's right. That would be a lot of fun and a new challenge for you.
Yes, it would be. Well, I think I would like to learn how to play the violin and the piano. I don't know anything about it, but it would be fun to try.
Wow, well, that's a lot to learn at one time. Maybe just pick one and learn how to do that just a little bit.
Well, maybe I'll get our friends to teach me. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, okay. Well, friends, maybe you should think about a new instrument that you would like to play. Or if you do play one and it's just been a while, maybe pick it up and start practicing.
Well, friends, we hope you had fun on today's show. Join us next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.